Loose ball. Ewing goes up. The basket counts.
He gets it over to the doctor. Tie ball game. Here's a shot. Julius.
He scores!
He scores!
Anthony for three.
Bang! That one goes down and the game is tied.
Here's Durant moving on Tucker. He turns. He shoots. Yes!
Talking Knicks, Nets, and all things across the association, this is Pick and Pod on WFUV Sports.
Welcome into Pick and Pod. I'm Chaz McAdams here with Owen Kelty, Angel Ducret behind the boards on his producer mic, talking everything around the NBA, you know what I mean? We're hopping around. We're about halfway through the season, almost. We just got our all-star starters out. That's huge. No big deal. Jason Tatum named an all-star starter. Okay.
Let's not talk about that one.
Yeah. Huge.
One of the worst starters.
Oh. Better than KD?
In what world is Jason Tatum better than Kevin Durant?
In the world of 2025?
Yeah, no. Kevin Durant is way better than Jason Tatum.
Y'all can talk KD, y'all can talk Tatum, but it's all about SGA at the end of the day.
No,
best,
all right,
best player on the starter.
Shut up. Everybody shut up. Shut up on a podcast. All-star starters got pointed out. And unironically, who do you think is the least deserving?
The least deserving on either side?
Yeah.
I guess it would, like, in... I mean, it'd probably be, like, you don't want to say it, but it'd be, like, Steph Curry or LeBron.
I so think it's Steph.
Steph's averaging 22 points a game, but who is he over that probably should have made it?
I mean, think about it. Luka's injured, so he's not.
Luka's
not
hurt.
Who else? Edwards, maybe?
Yeah, Anthony Edwards is not a starter, but he's kind of had a down
year. He's had a down year.
He has better numbers than Steph, but he has having a down year.
Yeah, but they're losing a lot.
So are the Warriors.
No, I'm talking about the Warriors.
Oh, well,
like,
yeah.
The Timberwolves are in the playoffs.
I think they're, like, right around
I think
each
they're
other.
Around.
No way.
No. I think the Warriors are touching play-in position. Timberwolves are, what, 6-7?
Yeah.
I could be so
Timberwolves are 8, Warriors are 11.
Yeah, that's a difference.
But the Timberwolves have one more win.
Well, yeah, the West is close, but that's still a difference, to be honest.
For getting into the All-Star game, you think?
Yeah. I mean, Steph is a great player, don't get me wrong. I mean, the name is there, but I think Edwards should have made it over him. I think, me personally, there shouldn't be positions when it comes to all-star starters because someone like Wembanyama should be a starter, but they already have the big men, you know? I don't know. I think it should be a positionless kind of thing.
Like all NBA?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It ends up, like, not
I mean,
really.
You got to have a team at the end of the day.
But in the end, they don't really, like, they're doing the weird tournament thing now, so it really doesn't matter.
Right, that's going to be crazy.
Who is on, like, each side. So I think I agree with you. Like, it should just be the five best players on each side, which is the same way they're doing with all NBA, because in the end, like, now with it not being East versus West, it doesn't matter, like, what position they are. And kind of in a positionless NBA now, even when they're doing their reserves.
I don't even know why they're doing it East versus West.
They're not.
No, they're not, but like,
oh,
in terms of the starters.
Yeah. Well, that's not even going to work out.
I know. It's confusing.
I mean, if you think about it, if you don't do East and West, there's probably going to be, like, 8 West All-Stars compared to, like, you know, like, 2 to 4 East All-Stars at the end of the day.
I don't know. Oh, Ja Morant was also – oh, he hasn't played enough games. I've just seen that now, that he was a snub, but
– Yeah.
I think LaMelo Ball might be one of the – bigger snubs.
Definitely.
I didn't want to say it because, you know, the Knicks fit in here, but Brunson, Ball, when it comes to starters, not trying to hate here, but.
Is Cat barely eligible? Hasn't he been out for a while?
Cat's only missed like 4 or 5
no,
games
Cat,
this year.
Yeah.
But I mean, but, like, the difference between Jalen Brunson and LaMelo Ball is Brunson's having a better season statistically, and the Hornets are 11-29, and the Knicks are 29-16.
No, I think because of the winning is why Brunson got it, but statistically, I think. Ball has.
You're talking about record.
Yeah. But in terms of, if you're comparing Anthony Edwards to Steph Curry, the difference is one game. The difference between LaMelo Ball and Jalen Brunson is 18 wins. That definitely is.
No, yeah, that's a big difference. I'm just saying, like, LaMelo does have the stats over Brunson a little bit.
He's averaging one more point. I think two more rebounds. Same assist. LaMelo Ball, Brunson's 26-3-7, and LaMelo Ball's 29-5-7. So, I mean, they're pretty similar. I mean,
KD,
LaMelo Ball has
KD
more points and
not belong on this list.
Made points and rebounds, but I mean, LaMelo Ball make it, but he had the fan vote.
Yeah,
I mean, did you see that?
I don't.
Guy.
How does that?
He's the most
work,
exciting
though?
Player to watch in the NBA.
You get the fan vote, but you can't be a starter. Like, how does that work?
It's the fan vote's 50%,
and
then
25 players, coaches,
and he was seventh in media voting and fifth, I think, in player voting. And Brunson was second in player voting and third in media, or second in media voting.
I don't know, man.
Behind,
hate to see that.
Yeah,
Donovan Mitchell was one across the board for those three, or except for fan voting. But LaMelo Ball's got the international fan base.
Latvia, NBL. Yeah.
And everyone's been watching him since he was like 12. Just make half-court shots. So he's got like that 12-year-old, the people who call him Melo. So, you know, he's the real Melo.
He is, bro.
Oh, my God.
Ridiculous.
No, I love Carmelo.
And what were the, would he be the real Melo?
I was joking. You're triggered.
Yo, he has a soft spot for the Knicks, man.
Who, Chaz? That's the exact
opposite.
Oh,
you.
Oh, me? Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely a soft spot for the Knicks. That's why we don't, the only team.
I don't have a soft spot for the Knicks. They're my second favorite team.
That's, being a Boston sports fan is crazy. But the Knicks are the Knicks only team with two all-star starters.
For the Knicks.
Doesn't matter. Two all-star starters this year. You didn't seem too happy about that.
No, I wasn't. I mean, it's not that I was unhappy. I think it's deserved. No, I think LaMelo should have made it over Brunson.
I personally think every starter got it deservingly.
But I just don't understand the East-West voting when it's not going to be East-West.
That I agree with.
I guess it's just a way to put them into, like, categorize them because they don't all play the same amount of games against each other. But what is it? What is it, teams of six?
It's what? Four.
No,
it's three
teams of eight.
There's three NBA teams and then a
Rising Stars.
Yeah, Rising Stars G League team.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's three teams
it's
24. It's three teams of eight.
Yeah, 12. Yeah. 12
because it's the same. It's the same roster. Like you're not. It's not like. I think they're doing it that way because it used to be two teams of 12, so now three teams of eight makes sense.
Are they drafting?
Yeah, they're drafting again.
Oh, okay.
Which again, I don't understand the East West thing.
It'll probably be the top. It'll be LeBron, obviously. Probably Giannis.
Well, LeBron's the captain.
Yeah, but there'd be three captains, so it'd be probably LeBron, right. Giannis, and KD is the third biggest vote getter.
So maybe, but at the end of the day, like,
should be Tatum.
They want to have, like, you know, the same representation East and West. So I kind of get why there's 12 players on each side, but
yeah, and the All Star game stinks every year, so you know, might as well change it up.
Yeah, but this is not gonna help the All Star.
You don't think it would be more entertaining?
No. It gets entertaining if the players actually try. Like, if you have
it's a tournament.
It could be a tournament or a pickup game. If they try to play, like, you see these highlights during the summer workouts.
I know. That's always the comparison. I really don't understand the difference.
In what? Why they
try? Like, why they try in those summer sessions and they don't try during the All-Star game. I really don't understand that.
If you think about it, you want to try during the All-Star game because you're in season. Like, you're actually training and
you have so many more eyes on you.
Yeah, you do. I don't understand.
NBPA thing. They had like a little secret meeting and they were like, screw the league.
I mean, they're also like NBA players are the most like, I'm not doing it if I don't get paid type of people. Like if there's no money incentive, they're not going to try.
That's yeah, but there's no
the
money incentive in the summer workouts.
Yeah, but that's just training for them. They don't like, they look at the All-Star weekend as like supposed to be a break for them.
But
and they're going to come out and try.
But they're getting paid for this one, aren't they? Isn't there, like, an incentive?
I think they make,
winner?
Like, $1 million. But, like, to, like, every person that's an all-star, like what's $1 million to Jason Tatum who makes 58 a year? So it's, like, why is he going to, like, try harder when he's, like, the highest paid player?
That $1 million is going to Boston, Texas.
It's true.
Gas.
I don't know that. The dunk contest, you see who's in it, is, like, Stephon Castle, Matas Bulis, and who just entered? Oh, Andre Jackson Jr. Like,
yeah.
What are we doing here with the dunk contest?
That's another issue. There's no
best events
names.
A 3-point contest, and it's like
they have to retire the dunk contest.
There's nothing you can do anymore.
They're literally out of dunks.
You can't retire. It's not even that. Like, you need names. You need names.
But
there.
Like, what is John like?
Ja could do stuff that no one else could do. LeBron could do stuff that no one else could do.
Not now.
Still,
no.
When he switched to his left hand,
that is like a four.
That's in game.
That's a four dunk in a dunk.
Yeah, but that's in game.
Yeah, but LeBron's not doing anything in a dunk contest at 40 years old. That's like never been done before.
I disagree.
I disagree too.
If he tried and wanted to win,
you could see his hops are like beyond washed. Like he cannot jump as high as he could before.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think that there's a chance that it could be the star issue, but I think it's just that like we're out of dunks.
I agree with you. I don't
think John Zion could change.
Zion would do that and his hamstring would just tear into a million pieces.
That's true. The names that you can get in the dunk contest is going to drive the viewers at the end of the day. That's going to drive the excitement. If you have...
I know it's like, a players league. They should literally force people to do the dunk contest.
I agree. If you have Ja Morant do one dunk and then one of the contestants in this dunk contest do the same dunk, I feel like people will react better to Ja Morant just because of the name.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So I don't think it's a matter about like how many dunks are left that we have never seen before. It's just really the name purpose of who's doing it. Back then, you see people like Vince Carter and Jordan doing dunks that nowadays people like LaVine and Aaron Gordon were trying to replicate. And you might say to yourself, it's the same dunk from all these years ago, but the name put that dunk on the map.
But you got to think about it from a player's perspective. Always go back to Gerald Green. Like but he's thought of as a dunker, even though he was like a solid, like all he's known for is his dunks, even though he was like a solid role player.
Okay, but are there dunkers in this league?
That's my father.
He wants to join the podcast?
No, I'll call him. Are you ready? It's a good debate. Because he was alive during the dunk contest.
Oh, when it was good?
When it was good. Hey, Dad, you're live on the air right now.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. We're having a debate right now. So you remember when like the dunk contest was good?
Yeah.
So do you think what made it good was the fact were you attracted to it by like seeing something new in dunks that you hadn't seen before or seeing the stars?
A little of both. I mean, it was always good to see the stars. You knew who they were going to be, but a lot of the guys would pull out some kind of move that you hadn't seen before, and you'd never get to see those things in a game, so it was nice to see what they could do.
Do you think like people would be more inclined to watch the dunk? Do you think the problem with the dunk contest now is that like they're out of dunks, or that like the every dunk to be dunked has been like we're out of things we can do creatively with a basketball, or that there's not enough star power in it anymore?
I think that they're out of dunks. You got Dr. J with a classic, and then Michael Jordan took it to the next level, you know, leaving from the foul line, and then the windmills and the reverses and whatnot. But, you know, what's left?
I couldn't agree more. All right, Dad, I'll call you after we get off, okay?
All right, good luck.
All right, thank you. Yeah, bye.
Mr. McAdams.
He knows ball.
Goat.
Let's go.
Goat.
Ball knower.
Yeah, I know.
I guess so. I guess
he was at the, oh my God. It was one of the all-star. I think he was at one of the things he just mentioned. Like one of those dunk contests.
I mean, I think a star, even like a Jalen Green would be enough. Has he done it before?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he won.
He won it?
That was a dunk contest that I think was him, Cole Anthony.
Jericho Sims?
I think Sims,
was that the one where John Collins dressed up in a plane? As like
no,
a plane guy?
I don't think so. I just remember it being terrible. I think Jalen Brown was in that one, no?
That was last year.
So then which one am I thinking of?
Yeah, they let Jalen Brown win it last year because he was a star, and they were hoping that more stars would want to do it. He was
absolutely
by far not the best dunker.
Absolutely was.
No, it was not. I don't remember.
I don't think anybody was the best dunker,
they all
bro.
Stunk.
Yeah, remember Jericho Sims?
Jericho Sims was an elite dunker. I don't know. He actually
the 50,
is.
The 50 on the rim?
He is insane hops, and he went with the same dunk four times. He's not very creative. Dunker? Yeah. But he cannot.
Dunker? Yeah, no. Bad dunker.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
He has all that bounce for nothing, man.
All that bounce for just in-game alley-oops, all right?
And not knowing how to switch off of a drop coverage.
All right, but don't disrespect, as Tibbs would say, an elite rim protector, Jericho Sims, and he sets good screens.
Abdu.
Jericho Sims is definitely better than Abdu. Once in the NBA.
Relatively?
Abdu one is a starter on a playoff team occasionally.
Abdu to the
A10.
Abdu to the
A10
versus Jericho to the NBA.
Jericho Sims is a starter on some NBA teams.
Abdu's a starter on most A10 teams.
So, but the NBA is definitely
no, I'm saying relative.
Oh. There's no way to
Jericho,
put them
Jericho.
Who is Jericho Sims starting in the NBA?
Probably on the Mavs right now.
Yeah, they have no center rotation.
Derek Lively's out for like 6 weeks. The Mavs are destroyed by injuries. Kyrie, Luka, Derek Lively. I don't know. Everyone else.
Quinn Grimes is going to play like 30 minutes a game.
And they still are beating the Thunder every single time they play.
You didn't have to mention that.
I think the Thunder have played three straight games without Luka, and they've lost all three. What's going on over there in Thunderland? Can't beat the—
I don't think you guys will ever win a championship.
That's how Kryptonite— I wouldn't say all of that.
Think about the teams in the past and now. No rings, one finals appearance.
It's been rough, you know.
Yeah, you guys are lame.
It's been rough. I like our chances this year.
I like their chances this year, too.
We have the MVP.
The Knicks have the MVP. Karl Anthony Towns.
I don't know that. Tatum got traded to the Knicks.
All right.
Tatum is the MVP.
Tatum's not even in MVP conversations.
Yes, he is.
For what?
He's top five. He's above
Cat. MVP of being a role player? The role player MVPs?
Oh, he's Josh Hart.
He's
literally Josh Hart.
Jason Tatum has worse stats than LaMelo Ball.
LaMelo Ball is having a historic season.
So is LaMelo Ball the MVP?
No.
He can't help his team win.
He also can't win.
Jason Tatum doesn't lead his team to winning.
Yes, he does.
Jaylen Brown does.
It's not true.
Peyton Pritchard does. Chris Porzingis does. Drew Holiday does. Derek White does. Jason Tatum.
I will genuinely never understand Jason Tatum's hate.
I love that,
like,
man.
No. Like, genuinely break it down for me. Like, what is wrong with Jason Tatum in your mind? Like, shut up. What is actually wrong with Jason Tatum and his game?
He's just not a fun player to watch. And, like, Celtics fans act like he's, like, the most entertaining, like, superstar out there when
but
he's
like,
boring.
How is he boring when he, like, I know he pulls up from three a lot, but I feel like entire NBA does that now.
That is the NBA.
If the Celtics in general like are a boring team, I think there's no argument.
The
about
whole
that.
League just caught up to them.
I don't know. I think if you watch an NBA game with the Celtics, they're just gonna shoot as many threes, and if they're having an off night, they're gonna lose.
Well, the whole league does.
That's not true though.
Yes, it is.
Not when if you watch any other games, like the Celtics just play annoying basketball, and Jason Tatum.
It just let him do a championship.
A fake championship. Who did they play in the East that wasn't injured?
Oh, man.
They're not making it out of the East this year.
Why not?
Who? They got the Knicks and you got the Cavs.
Cavs are frauds.
Magic. They are frauds. They're
going
to injure multiple Celtics players on their way to winning that series. The Magic play prison ball.
No one
is making it out of that
series. The Heat play prison ball.
No, if you play the Magic in a series, you're guaranteed two injuries leaving
that,
the series.
That is just... That's just Tibbs running his players into the ground.
No, they're not getting ran into the ground. They have average minutes now.
Average of 35.
In my head, when the Knicks play, when I see OG Anunoby only play 37 minutes, in my head, that is a light game for him. Like, Mikal Bridges and OG and Hart, if they play less than 38 minutes, I look at that as, oh, Tibbs gave him a night off.
That's sad.
Like, Mikal Bridges played 32 minutes the other day, and
that,
I was in genuine shock.
Do you think that's sustainable in the playoffs?
In the playoffs, yeah, but not right now.
You need to make it. Oh, okay.
It's not sustainable to the playoffs, but it's sustainable in the playoffs.
You need to make it to the playoffs with a healthy
roster. I'm saying it's not. Look, all right, let me break it down here.
You play every other day in the playoffs.
I'm saying playing this many minutes now will not be sustainable moving through the playoffs, but playing lesser minutes now and playing this many minutes as they're playing now.
But what has indicated that Tibbs is ever going to switch up? This.
Oh, nothing. He'll never change.
So it's not sustainable.
So it's not going
to
happen.
So it's not sustainable. Say it. I need you to say it.
I think as they're going right now with what they're doing every other game, every game will not be sustainable if they want to win a championship.
So the Knicks are not going to win a championship.
if they don't change, then I don't believe so.
So you don't. So you said you don't think they're going to change.
I do not think the Knicks will win a championship this year.
Ever.
Not ever.
They won't ever.
I don't think they'll win this year. I think they'll win one in the next 5 years.
With or without Tibbs?
That's an interesting question.
Also, like a Thibodeau team can't really play defense.
If you give Tibbs 10 guys that he trusts with his whole heart, which is impossible, then I do think you can win a championship with a Tibbs roster. But if he continues like to do what he's doing now,
you guys are gonna like trade Kolek. Like he hates Kolek.
No, he likes Kolek. He's just a rookie. Same thing with Deuce. Everybody hated Deuce, and now Deuce plays.
He hates rookies.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
He hates young players. Deuce didn't play for 3 years, and now look at him. He's on one of the best value contracts in the NBA.
You guys could have a strong 10-man bench when healthy.
Oh, 100%.
If Tibbs actually played rookies and other guys.
Well, even when healthy, though, the bench would be Campaign, Deuce, Precious, Mitch, and if he threw in Landry Shamet, like, and that's a solid, like, 5-man just give you minutes. Like, it's not going to win you games. But it gives you that 5-man bench could give you enough minutes in a game where you're not playing your starters 40 minutes a game, and you could like they could steal you a game or two. But once you reach the playoffs, everything
goes
to seven.
Campaign and Landry Shamet might be the same person.
Champagne
might be the same person.
No, Campaign is like Hall of Fame shot chucker, plays very little defense. Landry Shamet
plays
hard
defense.
He plays hard defense. Might not be good defense, but he plays hard. His effort. The last couple games, even though he's only getting like 8 to 10 minutes, has been really good.
So one player has effort and one doesn't. Still the same player.
Campaign is offensive effort.
Classic Tibbs team.
And hustle.
Being bad at defense?
They're around like mid 15, I think, their defensive ranking.
They're like middle of the pack.
Which is not good. Yeah, middle of the pack. For a Tibbs team, they're usually
terrible.
Top five.
Top three.
Yeah, and a Tibbs offense, but the Knicks offense right now is top five in the NBA. So it's like that is the polar opposite of a Tibbs team.
Same with an Ergo team.
But that's also when you have Jalen Brunson as your point guard and Karl-Anthony Towns as your center, you're not going to be the most elite defensive team. Those aren't good defenders. So you're not going to be top in defense, and you'll be top in offense because they're both elite scorers. And Mikal Bridges has been somewhat of a disappointment on defense, I think, so far this year, here and there. He's given you moments. Not what you need as 6 first-round picks, but.
Nets world.
Oh, man. Nets 85. Nets fans every single day tweeting about Mikal Bridges. Like, what are we doing here? Think of your own team. Think about Cooper Flagg. Rent-free. Rent-free over there. And then we beat them, and they're like, oh,
Cam Thomas, all-star?
Cam Thomas has played like.
He has not played.
I know. He's played 0 games. He's on my fantasy team.
They're trading everyone.
Bro, Ben Simmons, all-star.
Every night, their entire lineup is out with injury. They're selling out for Cooper.
I feel
Flagg.
Bad for Joe Tsai.
Why? He's a horrible owner.
Yo, they've been on.
He cares way more about the Liberty than he does the
Nets. Oh, 100%.
Because one team is good.
Good.
One team
Liberty
is
have a championship.
Bad.
The Nets
light it up.
Did nothing when they had Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and they're doing nothing now with Ben Simmons.
I mean, one thing I'll give the Nets. They're this close to Philly in the records. That's how bad Philly is and how you can
terrible.
Say good the Nets have been.
Terrible.
I still think Philly makes a push, though, for a play. Like, you're not saying a Philly team that's healthy is not a dangerous?
In the play-in?
In like, a seven-game
for
series?
Sure.
Yeah, I
if
guess.
If they made the top eight, like, through the play-in, you don't think Embiid, Paul George, and Tyrese Maxey can maybe steal series from, I guess that at that point they'd be playing the Cavs or Celtics.
Yeah, again, but I still think the Cavs are frauds.
I think the Cavs are frauds too.
Yeah, of course they are.
Because Darius Garland.
Can you beat the Knicks?
When the lights shine bright, has not shown up in his career. Which is going to be.
Donovan Mitchell has.
Has he though?
The bubble?
Have you not seen him in the Utah days?
Yeah,
I know from personal experience.
They never like won anything. They won one round, non-bubble.
No, they went to the conference finals?
No, not that far. But second
round. They
played
you first round?
Yeah.
That was a great series. And he went off in the Nuggets series.
That was the bubble, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, the bubble.
Yeah, bubble doesn't count.
That was one of the purest times of basketball. Man.
Oh, okay, so Bam Adebayo's block on Jason Tatum for the series doesn't count.
No, because OG Anunoby's game winner, though, in the bubble counts over the Celtics.
Jaylen Brown missing that coverage.
Bubble was fake. TJ Warren, really? We're saying bubble basketball was pure.
Jamal Murray now makes it look fake.
I mean, the Nuggets now are just, their window's closing.
The Nuggets are the fourth seed, man. They're close. They're one game from the third.
Yeah, but if you look, like, they're in cap hell and, like,
oh, yeah.
They're
financially, they
Jokic,
suck.
Without Jokic on the floor, like, that's why, you know, MVPs. You know, it's
Nikola Jokic. We got to get into that, Angel. So, Jokic is averaging more points, rebounds, and assists than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh, three less points.
I'm pulling up.
Three less points.
Oh, two. Jokic is 30, 13, and 10.
Talk about it, guys.
SGA is 32, 5, and 6 on 52% shooting, and Jokic is 56% shooting.
So, why should SGA be the MVP over you? I'm open.
I look at this. I look at Jokic and Alexander in a similar.
I'm gonna buzz you when I think you're spewing garbage. So
okay.
Like,
I look at them in the same situation as how I'm looking at the NFL MVP right now of Lamar and Allen. Lamar is Jokic, SGA is Allen, right? When it comes to winning, that's what SGA is doing right now. The stats are somewhat identical. Offensively, he has 32 points per game. Defensively, he's better than Jokic. Shooting-wise, yes, three-point percentage is Jokic is up there, but they both make two three-pointers a game. His plus-minus for SGA is well above Jokic. And then if I just look at the rest of the stats, yeah, they're kind of close in each one. Jokic is better playmaker and rebounder, of course, than SGA. But I look at SGA as a better overall player because he can do things on both sides of the court. Play, make, and defend. His team is winning right now. Without both players, I think both teams are nothing. They're bottom tier in the league. But because... But because SGA is just...
Under bottom team in the league without SGA?
Yes.
Dude, like, the whole reason Jalen Williams is considered for an all-star is because of how many looks SGA collapsing the defense and kicking out gets him.
Yeah. Both of those players are different.
Like, bro, Jalen Williams doesn't really create his own offense that much.
No one on OKC can create their own offense without SGA. You saw...
How good he is.
You saw one game without SGA. I think that was the Mavericks game that they...
Shocker. Lost to the Mavericks.
Can't beat the Mavericks.
I don't know why that's the kryptonite for this
team. PJ Washington is your kryptonite.
I hate that man.
I hate PJ Washington.
I think he had, like, 23... Didn't he have, like, 15... 23 and 15 last night or something like that? They just lock the Mavericks lock in versus the Thunder, but
also one more thing I want to mention in the MVP talks, SGA plays less minutes than Jokic because his team is always winning by the fourth quarter. He gets to rest and he's still averaging more points. Jokic is always in the close games, has to keep playing.
They do have a lot of close games.
The only thing I would say though about that argument is like, Jokic plays a lot more minutes though because he has to. Like,
exactly, because he doesn't get his team to... You think SGA has the stronger supporting cast?
Yeah.
100%.
100%. The Thunder have a better... Because the Thunder have, like, I'd say, like, a 12-man deep team of 12 guys who can contribute in a rotation in the playoffs.
You guys saw it in MSG when
you
played,
yeah. I was working that game, reporting that game. Isaiah Joe had 23 points in the first...
Eight threes, man.
First quarter or first half, and he's, what, your seventh man?
Exactly.
And it even goes deeper than that. They have a lot of other guys that come off that bench. I would say that's why I kind of have Jokic ahead of him right now in the MVP talks, just because, like, without Jokic, I really think the Nuggets are nothing. Without SGA, I think the Thunder are still a competitive team, but, like, the Nuggets or Jokic are nothing.
I mean, who should it be versus who will it be?
But it's also, if you look at it as best player versus most valuable player.
No. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Like, should versus will be. Like, I think SGA definitely has the narrative.
I think that's also because Jokic has. I think what you brought
voter
up,
fatigue.
Lamar and Allen, is a good example because, like, Josh Allen could win it because people are like, hey, Lamar's got two, Josh has none. It's like Jokic has three. SGA has none, and who knows if he'll have another chance to get one. Plus, SGA was close. I don't know how close it was last year with
so
the voting,
close.
But it was like one or two votes, I think. So I think they're leaning towards maybe just giving it to SGA its first time. You know, Jokic will be back there in MVP voting next year. And in the end, I think it's going to come into play that they'll be the one seed in the NBA instead of like the Nuggets being farther down the standings. But I think there's a good argument for them both. Right now, I lean Jokic. But 2 weeks ago, I was like, it's SGA is going to run away with it. So it'll come down to the end. But I think right now I have to go lean Jokic.
Jokic is always going to have the better stats because he's just the overall player when it comes to points, rebounds, and
assists. He's the best player in the NBA.
Yeah, his stats are always going to show. That's why I made the comparison. Like Lamar this season, his numbers were ridiculous with yards and the ratio between touchdowns and interceptions.
That was crazy.
Same thing with Jokic.
He had like one real interception all year.
Exactly. Yeah. But then when you looked at Josh Allen, yeah, his stats don't come close, or at least some of them come close to Lamar. And same thing with SGA. Some of his stats come close to Jokic. But at the end of the day, when it came to winning, I think there should be some kind of emphasis on that part of the game for MVP talks.
Well, when it came a couple of years ago, when I don't remember who it was between, I believe it did come down to who had the better team. Was it Jokic and Giannis, or was it Giannis and Embiid? It was one of those years where it was like, they were so close, and it just basically came down to who had the better record. And I feel like that's what it's going to come down to this year. I mean, it's hard to take it away from either of them, but it's just, like, crazy how close they are, especially both being in the West. It'd be a fun matchup seeing them in the playoffs. I mean, I think also SGA plays good defense, and Jokic plays none. That's definitely going to play a role.
I think that's an overrated narrative. Jokic has some of the quickest hands.
Yeah, but SGA can guard, like, on the perimeter. Like, Jokic can steal some, but he's a horrible rim protector as a center.
I agree.
Like, paint defender.
Like, forest position, yeah, but he is great. He's got great hands in the mid-post. Like, he doesn't get a lot of blocks, but he gets a lot of good steals, some good deflections, too. And he weighs so much that he, like, makes a lot of post players uncomfortable. But, yeah, him as a shot blocker has never been good.
I think, to make one better comparison, I think the last time that winning did not matter when it came to MVP in the NBA was when Westbrook won in 17.
Yeah, they were one of the 16.
But he did something historic. Now, if Jokic and the Nuggets stay where they are right now, even go down in the standings, but Jokic does something historic like he's been all season long, I won't be mad if he wins MVP. But I think since that year, Westbrook
But Russ
won,
had the narrative too.
He did have the narrative, and
averaged a triple double. KD
and he was like the man, the guy running the show.
But I mean, Jokic is going to average a triple double.
But that's the narrative that SGA has now.
I'm saying
this in favor of SGA.
No, I know. I had to make my point more because I've been having these arguments all week. People just keep testing me about SGA. That man just dropped 54. I don't care if it was against Utah.
I know, but then last night, Jokic had like 37, 23, and 17. He almost had the third 20-20-20 game in NBA history. It's like these guys are both doing something historic like every other night.
That's a great comparison as Lamar and Allen.
Appreciate that.
All right, one last point. We got to talk about the Pistons.
Yeah.
Sixth seed in the East. What do you think has changed in Detroit?
The coach?
Culture mentality for sure.
Brought in Kenny Atkinson. And, I mean, if you just look at Monty Williams, like, oh, how bad of a look is this for him? I mean, this Pistons team is almost the exact same team, minus Jaden Ivey, whose leg snapped a couple weeks ago when he was having the best year of his career.
Yeah.
Which really sucked to see because a big Jaden Ivey guy won the Knicks again a couple years ago. But it's got to be coaching and culture. I mean, Cade's been this kind of player, really, since he's, like,
his whole career.
The league. Like,
he's been a guy
this good. But now it's like they have the coaching, they have the culture, and they're starting to turn it around. I mean, they've had the talent for probably 2 years now. And like last year when they were that bad, I think everyone was kind of just shocked that they were even that bad with how much talent they had. But now they're starting to piece it all together, and it's fun. It's fun to watch. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to play them in a playoff series. I think definitely it'd be a very physical game. They could steal a couple games in a
series. They're sneaky deep, too.
They are.
Yeah. Really, I mean, if they still have Jaden Ivey, like, they could be looked at as, like, not a dangerous team. I mean, and also, like, think about how electric, like, wherever they play now is Caesars Palace will be when they play that first playoff game back at home.
So
that place is going to be jumping.
They play, like, a Detroit style of basketball. It's not necessarily the Bad Boys, but it's, like, a style of basketball where it's, like, ground and pound. Like, they fight for everything. Which, you know what I mean? I didn't expect to see from Kenny Atkinson because, like, when I think of Kenny Atkinson, I think of, like, the dark days of the Nets. after the KG trade. You know what I mean? So there's just a certain sense of certain sense that Kenny kind of did a lot of good stuff. I think he got the job from coaching France's national team in the Olympics this past summer, which he did a great job of. So
can I fact check you guys real quick? Kenny Atkinson is the Cavs coach.
Oh my God, we did get that mixed up.
It's JB Bickerstaff.
They switched. JB Bickerstaff went from the Cavs to the Pistons, and Kenny Atkinson went from someone's bench to
Warriors Cavs. Bench.
Warriors bench to the Cavs.
But that proves why the Cavs are the one seed in the East, because Atkinson has been a underrated coach, and that's the reason why they're winning.
They had the coaching change with Kenny Atkinson that made them insane.
But the Pistons did too. I mean, they a couple years ago they had Monty Williams, and you thought he was a good coach back with Phoenix, but you saw what he did in Detroit.
I mean, also JB Bickerstaff brought the Cavs really out of the mud. He was never able to get out of that first round with them, but he brought them from being a bad team to being a respectable team. Maybe he's not the coach that gets them over the hump, but he's brought the Pistons back to relevancy, kind of same way Tibbs brings teams back to relevancy, and then you know can't get to win it.
I think ultimately this team has been on a correct process of a rebuild. You know, they were bad for many years, and they finally got the pieces they need from drafting. Cade Cunningham looks like a star in the making. I'm surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if he's an all-star reserve, but other than that, I mean,
a lot of people saying he was an all-star starter snub, which I thought was a bit of a reach. They have Tobias Harris, though. Shout out Tobias Harris. Sixers fans love him.
That's basically Philly's Paul George.
Yeah, he's back with the Pistons. I mean, their roster's like not a ton of big names. I mean, Asar Thompson, Marcus Sasser, young players.
But they have players that play their specific role.
Malik Beasley is like one of the best role players in the league. That guy, he's gone everywhere, and he's with the Bucks. He was with the T-Wolves back in the day. Everywhere he goes, he's a winner. He was with the Cavs.
Jazz.
Oh, Jazz. Yeah. Yeah, Malik Beasley, fun player to watch. Owns the Knicks.
I think they should make a move this deadline and actually try to compete.
I mean, that is
stay in the playoff picture.
But I think that is going to do it for us this week on Pick and Pod for Angel Ducret, Own Kelty Abb, and Chaz McAdams. We'll see you guys next week. Make sure to listen. WFV Sports podcast coming out every week. Shout out Sports Director Bobby Chaffardini. See you guys next week for Pick and Pod.